Hey, it's David Hunter. This is a fantastic podcast on blessing. And so you're not going to want to miss it. It's awesome. I love podcasting. I love being able to broadcast every chance I get, especially when I get something from heaven. I really, really enjoy sharing it. So you're going to want to listen to this podcast. Also, join us at House of David this evening, 7 p.m., for our Armed and Dangerous Equipping Session. You're not going to want to miss it. House of David, 860 Sweet C, Ridge Road, Lafayette, Louisiana. That's 7 p.m., October 30th, Wednesday evening tonight. And then we have a Sunday service, 6 p.m. this Sunday. It'll be our first Sunday in November. Our Sunday service at House of David, 6 p.m., and it's going to be amazing. More on that in the podcast. Be blessed, enjoy it, share it, and just get ready for breakthrough. You know, I want to ask you a question today on the podcast, and the question I have for you is there any scenario that you can see the Lord not blessing you in? I'll say it again. Is there a scenario in which you envision the Lord not able to bless you in the midst of? Now, as you think about that and as you ponder that, let me give you a few items that I feel are relevant to that or germane to that. Number one, I feel like the only person that cannot be blessed is that one who takes a position that is anti-Christ or anti-Yahweh. In other words, if you take a position that is juxtaposed in terms of sin, choices, whatever you tolerate, whatever it is that is anti-kingdom, anti-Christ, that is anti-life in Christ, then that's what hinders you from moving into blessing and laying hold of blessing, rather than the idea that God just can't bless you because you've battled alcohol, or God cannot bless you because you've had a battle with prescription drugs or sex or whatever your gambling, whatever your addiction is, whatever your monument is that you've built in your mind that causes you to believe that you are not a candidate for the blessing of God. I would tell you that you need to rebuke that voice, which really, it's the devourer. That's why it's so important. People don't understand when they read about the devourer in Malachi, it's no different than the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I'll be sharing more revelation on that. But the devourer in Malachi, God or Yahweh actually rebukes the devourer on your behalf. So it would be like having a mediator or a lawyer who litigates on your behalf so that you do not have to. So in other words, you have a lawyer, you have an advocate in Christ Jesus who rebukes the devourer on your behalf because you are identifying as a son. You are identifying as a daughter. And so many people get the rebuking of the devourer spoken of in Malachi. They confuse it with tithing or giving. And the truth of the matter is, he's not just talking about tithing or giving, although in my opinion, it's hard to escape that there's reference to that. But really what he's talking about is, of course, those in Christ Jesus. It's one of those foreshadowing scriptures, but we don't see it that way. But those who are in Christ Jesus obviously give Christ Jesus access to the storehouse and vice versa. And they want him to have access to their storehouse, and they have access to the storehouses in heaven or of heaven because of their affiliation and their new DNA in Christ Jesus. So when you're in Christ Jesus, the devourer is literally rebuked on your behalf for you. So he takes a position that is one of avenging your adversary. Do you remember the persistent widow? She was so heartbroken. She was so tore up because she needed someone to represent her to this unrighteous judge, unfair treatment that she had had. And so she had an adversary and there was an unrighteous judge. And the widow was so persistent and so engulfed and passionate about justice that even the unrighteous judge sought justice for the widow and pronounced justice for the widow. And I would tell you, it's the same thing where he says, if you ask for a stone, or, you know, if you ask for bread, would I put a stone on your plate? And then it goes on to say, of course not, you know, and our Heavenly Father wouldn't do that either. What I'm telling you is our Heavenly Father is a righteous judge who stands willing, able, and is proactive. It's not something that you have to. That's why it's so important to activate supernatural giving, because it takes it from the passive realm into the fully active realm. So when you are sowing, when you are giving your seed an assignment, when you are moving in supernatural seed sowing, when you are moving in unison and harmony with all things kingdom, when you are aligning with kingdom principles, when Christ Jesus has access to your storehouse and you have access to the storehouses in heaven, I am telling you, you have an advocate that rebukes the devourer on your behalf, and he staves off that which is the threefold purpose of the thief, which is to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief has no more access to you, and you are now in perpetual blessing. So you've got to get into an active mindset where you see yourself being blessed perpetually, not because of what you've done, not because of what you've earned, not because of what you know, where you went to school, but because you are a son or you are a daughter of the Most High. So I tell you, there is no circumstance that cannot be made whole. There is no bondage that cannot be broken. There is no prescription where there cannot be a deliverance and a prescription for your spirit. And I would tell you, there is no circumstance. There is no height nor depth. There's not a principality or a power. There's nothing that can separate you from Christ Jesus, because his supernatural love is your bond. And we all know that perfect love, his love is supernatural. It is perfect. And because of that, it casts out all fear. And so we go right to the root of, I'm not good enough to be blessed. And I would tell you, that is a fear-based mentality, and perfect love casts out all fear. So you need to prepare yourself to be blessed. You need to prepare yourself for a breakthrough. You need to ready yourself. You need to steady yourself. I hear the Lord say, get ready, get steady. You say, what does get steady mean? It means that some things that were in your spiritual palate and in your spiritual diet, and some of those vitamins that you were taking, were really the antithesis of growth in you. In other words, you thought they were supplements that you were going to be able to feed on and that you were going to be able to glean from in the spirit, but they're counterproductive to your growth. What Jesus wants to do is he wants to release his life in you, and he wants to release all the spiritual nutrients that you need to you, not just through the written word, but he also wants it to come through what I would consider to be the rhema word. He wants to do it through a collection of kairos moments that move you closer to him. And you can't ever have a kairos moment and not encounter Jesus. Every time you encounter Jesus, that's a kairos moment, because that means he walked into your circumstance. So the question is, do you want Jesus? Does he have access? Are you giving him permission to walk into your circumstance? And I would tell you, and this is edgy, I know, I love the local church, I love the body of Christ, but there is even a dividing going on now where there's a separating from the wheat from the tares in terms of churches, the real church of Jesus Christ, and what I would consider to be an anti-church or a false church or a Laodicean church spoken of in Revelation by John the Revelator. So I believe what's happening is Christ Jesus, by his mercy, is pulling us out of our religious entrapments. He's pulling us out of our religious bondages. He's pulling us out of old, ineffective mindsets. He's pulling us out of the new wine. But in pulling us out of the new wine, we've got to be a people that have our wineskins renewed. That's a whole another teaching for a different day. But let me tell you today that there is nothing that Jesus will not bless except for the things that stand in opposition to all things kingdom. So if you want the non-negotiable blessing of Christ Jesus on your life, then you walk as a citizen of heaven, walk willing to be fully renewed, walk with a mindset that says, I may have mountains, I may have hills, I may have trials, but I'm going to look to the mountains. I'm going to look to the hills because, as the psalmist David said, that's where my help comes from. And there's so much in terms of your heart desire and his heart desire. That's the whole mystery of deep cries unto deep. Maybe you think that you've hit a place in your life that is beyond the arm of blessing or the hand of blessing of Christ Jesus. And I would tell you, even if you make your bed in hell, he is there with you. So I wanted to release this to you today. And I also wanted to just challenge some mindsets. And I wanted to tell you, be willing to step away from the old template. You know, that's a big thing, isn't it? I mean, think about all these pastors and all these churches that have been doing it the same way. And they've got their mantra that they teach, and they've got their classes that they teach, and they've got their new members. And the pastor has the same, you know, 56 messages or, you know, 60 messages he's preaching per year, and he just pulls them out of the file cabinet the next year. And, you know, it's always the same fall festival and the same Christmas party and the same, you know, missions programs. You're seeing the same things year after year. And for a lot of people, that breeds, that brings a lot of comfort, and it brings a peace of mind. But for those that are really pressing into the new things of God and to what God is saying now, it absolutely could be in Egypt to you. I'm not telling you to leave your church. I'm not telling you to move yourself out of fellowship with a fellowship you've been in for a long time. But I will tell you, if you find that it's just more of the same old, and you're never moving into freedom, and there's not a liberty and a freedom of the Spirit where you are, and you don't feel the presence of the Lord being welcomed where you're at, my question would be, who in the world would want to stay where Christ Jesus in his fullness is not welcome? But I would also tell you, it's not good enough just to leave a place and say, I'm not going to fellowship there anymore, I'm done, I'm leaving, because Christ Jesus is not welcomed in his fullness if you're not welcoming Christ Jesus in his fullness on a personal level. And that's what keeps you from being blessed. So stepping into the blessing means stepping into the newness. It means stepping into the fullness. There's something new. There's something unique. There's a new template. I spoke last Sunday about that old song we used to sing, there's a new name written down in glory. You know, there is a new identity. That's really what the song was talking about in a foreshadowing. You know, there is a new identity, and our new identity has to be forged in the glory. Would you want it to be forged anywhere else other than his glory, his presence, you know, his majestic atmosphere? You know, I want to live in the glory. I want everything I do to be birthed from the glory. Some people may say, well, David, are you talking about everything you do being birthed from encounter? Yes, absolutely. When I encounter Jesus, I am changed. And so when I begin to act on the change based on my encounter, that's when my reality begins to shift, and that's when breakthrough starts. So I just released that level of breakthrough over you today. I felt that it was imperative to release that level and speak, really, to prophesy to that level of breakthrough in you, and I do. I speak to the dead things in your life and I say, produce. I speak to those things that are not bearing fruit and I say, bear fruit. I speak to those areas that have been torn and I say, come into wholeness. I speak to those areas that have been bashed by the enemy so much so that you feel like your life is in disrepair, maybe even as you're listening. I speak supernatural repair to every breach in your life. And I also prophesy to the harvest that is coming. And that's absolutely the truth of God in this moment, that there is a jubilee release that's coming to you, and you need to prepare yourself for what you're going to do when breakthrough comes. What is it going to look like when breakthrough stands on your front porch? He says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. The question is, are we going to let him in? And we can let him in. That effectively is what breakthrough looks like. Breakthrough, we've always thought breakthrough means a shattering of a glass or a kicking down of the door. I truly believe that it means, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Will you open that door? Because when you open that door, you open the door to fullness. You open the door to breakthrough. You open the door to signs. You open the door to miracles. You open the door to supernatural breakthrough. Curses canceled, habits breaking off, things that have beset you, open that door as he knocks. And I believe there is a prophetic knock at the door of your heart today. And I just know, as I'm even praying right now for you, I just know you're saying yes to encountering him. Because how could you encounter Jesus and not be changed? How could you encounter Jesus and not encounter him in fullness? How could you encounter Jesus and not say, I have just met with the lover of my soul? And so I encourage you today, just allow his love, his mercy, his grace, his peace. See, that comes as you eat at the table of the Lord. So it's all at the table of the Lord. More revelation on that coming. You're not going to want to miss this Sunday. It's going to be awesome. We're so excited. Effectively, we're moving in. It's our first fruit Sunday in November at House of David, 860 Sweet C Ridge Road, Lafayette, Louisiana. You're not going to want to miss it. We have a 6 p.m. service. The 6 p.m. services have just turned into an entire night of prophetic ministry from the beginning to the end. I'm going to begin to teach something, and it's not going to be a quote-unquote teaching per se, because I'm going to be prophesying. These are interactive messages. Have you ever heard an illustrated sermon? That's literally what these Sunday night gatherings are. They're illustrated in the glory through personal prophecy. But I will tell you, what I bring this Sunday is going to, you know, last Sunday I taught on breaking and canceling generational curses, breaking word curses, breaking assignments. Now I'm going to start to paint a picture of what freedom looks like in Christ Jesus for you, for your family, for your loved ones. I'm going to talk about Jabez. I'm going to talk about release. We're going to talk about themes of Jubilee, and we're going to sanction. You ready for this? This Sunday, we're going to sanction Kairos moments in your life. And once those things are sanctioned, you just watch what happens. So you're not going to want to miss this Sunday at 6 p.m. We also have a service this evening. Our Armed and Dangerous School of Prophetic Equipping will be this evening, 7 p.m. Wednesday evening. That's October 30th, tonight, 7 p.m. We go from 7 p.m. at the max. We're out at 9 p.m., sometimes a little earlier. We like to keep our Wednesdays short so that those that work during the week aren't worn out. So we love you. Join us tonight. Join us Sunday. God bless you. And I just speak and release blessing. You know, I just love getting together at House of David, and you will too. If you haven't ever visited our ministry in Lafayette, you need to. People describe it as family. They describe it as laid back, loose. A lot of people call it almost like a family reunion atmosphere. The only difference is there's personal prophetic ministry every time we get together. So join us. Be my guest at House of David. And it's a place where you can be refreshed. It's a place where you can be under the glory with a lot of like-minded people who feel the same way. It's very, very free, and we just love it. So join Gina and I either Wednesday, 7 p.m. for our Armed and Dangerous equipping sessions, or you can join us at a 6 p.m. Sunday gathering. Those are our service times. Our location is 860 Sweet C Ridge Road, Lafayette, Louisiana. Be blessed, and I pray and speak breakthrough over you today. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.